You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Steve Pompey. Happy Tuesday, the July 11th. Took a little day off yesterday. Sixers didn't really have anything, but I did give you guys an update on, you know, what I thought about Markelle Fultz on Sunday, the morning after, you know, telling people to relax. Come to find out, it's true, relax, the guy is fine, he was dribbling the basketball. As you know, as I said, he probably wasn't going to play another game here in the summer league, and that's exactly what the Sixers decided. So there's no summer league for him. In a way, it took a lot of the hype out, because, you know, he was the headliner of the summer league. My paper, we have two guys out here, me and Bob Cooney, and, you know, because, you know, we're still doing our thing, but, you know, a lot of the hype and a lot of the intrigue and everything surrounded around Markelle Fultz, who's injured. So today the Sixers play the Boston Celtics, which would have been a great matchup again, another matchup. They played in Utah. The Celtics won 89-88. Fultz had his shot, would be game-winning shot, blocked in the closing seconds. Jaylen Brown finished in that game. He finished with 29 points. I believe he had 13 rebounds. And then Jason Tatum also had a phenomenal game. Phenomenal game. He had the game, what turned out to be the game-winning shot. So there was a lot of anticipation heading into the rematch. However, it's just another game. But although he's not playing, there have been some observations in regards to the Sixers. One guy who's really been impressive has been Jonah Bowden. As I wrote today, was in today's paper, is that, you know, Bowden is showing NBA readiness. It's just a matter of the Sixers having any space for him, you know, on their roster. I mean, this guy, he is the perfect player for what the Sixers want to do. Now, and again, some people might say Pompey shooting 31% from three. Yeah, but there's some great shots. He's getting good looks at the basket, a good misses, as they say, where the ball is rimming out. So it's one of those things where it's just a matter of the shots falling. And with his success in the past of shooting three-pointers, I'm not concerned about these misses right now. They're going to come. The thing that really stands out is his defense. It's his length, his arms, the way he's enabling him to get these deflections. It's enabling him to get steals. This guy, you know, he is the guy that Brett Brown and everyone raved over. I mean, you know, he's just more than your typical stretch four. You know, he's 6'10", a guy who could go out there and shoot in the perimeter. He can defend. He's athletic enough to run, keep up with the pace. I mean, you know, I'm not saying that he's going to be a superstar, because he's not going to be asked to be a superstar on this team. He's probably going to be a rotation guy, rotation big. But I'm here to tell y'all, the Sixers got a good one in him. I know this is just summer league ball, but I have been extremely impressed. The coaching staff has been extremely impressed. And, you know, he's just something that mean, we can't wait to see. The problem is roster spot. Right now, they have 15 guys who are scheduled to be under contract this year on the regular roster. Then they also, they'll have two guys who they'll deem as two-way players, right? Alex Poitras is a candidate for that. And then maybe Jonah could be one. But here's the problem with that. When you're a two-way player, you could only play a maximum of 40. You're going to be, like, called up for a maximum of 45 days. And what I mean by called up is I'm talking about called up to the NBA roster. Because if you're a two-way player, you'll play half the time in the D-League and the other half, or if you want to call half, or 45 games with the NBA team. So if you have a guy like Jonah Bolden, who we just said is capable of playing in the NBA right now, and then after a while, I'm assuming you're going to want him to play more than 45 days. I mean, it's like that's just teasing. So if you do that, so that's typical. So once that happens, then all of a sudden you're going to have to waive someone. So it's like, why not just let him stay overseas for a year where he can be the man for one more year? Or why not just bring him up to your NBA roster now? Like, make him on there. So the Sixers have a dilemma to make. Do they waive someone to create space for him? You know, we all know the Jahlil Okafor thing. They could possibly trade him. Probably get, like, trade him for future consideration, or trade him for a guy and maybe waive that player once they trade for him. You know, there's a lot of different scenarios that they could have, but these are things that we'll possibly find out, you know, after the summer league concludes. But I'm just here to tell you they really like him. Now, here's one thing I want to talk to y'all about, though. You know, we all know that the Sixers are sold out with season tickets, so it may be in your best bet to go to the place that I go to whenever I get my ticket, and that's SeatGeek. You know, and that's what we want to know why. Because buying tickets to sport and concerts can be complicated, but there is a better, simpler way to buy. With SeatGeek, SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to live events. With SeatGeek's seamless mobile experience, you can buy and sell tickets in just two taps. SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best prices, fully guaranteed. Y'all hear that? Fully guaranteed. There's nothing quite like seeing your favorite team or musician in person, and SeatGeek will get you closer to the action for a great value. I have a SeatGeek app on my phone, and it's by far the easiest way I've found to shop for tickets. I can be anywhere, and with just a few taps, I can instantly find seats. I actually just used SeatGeek to buy tickets, you know, here for a concert the other day. So, you know what I mean? The thing is, it's like, just do it, man. Just go out there and use it. It's the best thing to do. But, you know, the thing is, you gotta, you know, you when you get the SeatGeek app and you purchase your stuff, you know, my listeners, you're talking to y'all, will get a $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. So this is what you do. Just download the SeatGeek app and enter the promo code LONBA today, right? That stands for Locked On NBA. That promo code LONBA for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. So I'm telling you, that's a great deal. So if I was y'all, I would do it right now, especially for the people. Now, you guys are here in Vegas. The ones who are here in Vegas, like, you know, you want to get a little discount on your ticket, or if you want to go to a show or something like that, go ahead, try it out. You know what I mean? And then the people back home, y'all do the same. I'm telling you, it's money well spent, money well spent, and you get great seats, you know, great seats. So, you know, that's what you want to do. But then you also, you know, you want to, if you're out here, you know, you may want to pay attention to the last couple of games that the Sixers have. You know, a lot of, one guy I feel bad for, we'll find out what his status is today, is Timothy Luwalu Carbrat. You know, my man, he went down the same play as Markel Fultz. He got hit in on the mouth, was bleeding. I mean, he went down like, man, he fell like a, folded like a lawn chair, y'all. Boom, done. And no one asked about it. It was crazy, dude. It was like everyone was worried about Markel, and no one worried about TLC. He felt kind of bad. He felt this and that. And, you know, we were talking about that yesterday, like, dang, that's crazy. But at the same time, he's doing a whole lot better. He's feeling well. I mean, he has 5 stitches on his lips, rather. And, you know, we'll find out today if he'll come back and play. He's another guy who really doesn't have to play. You know, it's a summer league. He would like to improve upon some things, but at the same time, you know, he's a second-year guy. He'll be fine. Furkan Korkmaz, you know, I told you guys to just be patient with him. You know, right now, you know, he had 12 points in the last game. 10 of them came in the fourth quarter. 7 of those points came in the final 56 seconds. You know, so he just needs to, I mean, so you can argue that guys aren't passing the ball. He had 6 shots in the first 3 quarters. But at the same time, he needs to lock in and know when that ball comes that he has to take advantage of the opportunity. And, you know, he really has, you know, like this fourth quarter thing, you know, you come, people can say, okay, he saved himself. But in reality, when you score 7 points in 56 seconds, to me, that's telling me the game is over and you're getting garbage buckets, you know. But they're looking for him to be a guy who, when called upon, and he's not going to be called upon a lot, but they're going to look for him as a guy when called upon who can get buckets, you know, and that's what he needs to do. And, you know, I know he's 19, and that's why we need to be patient. That's why. We really do. We need to be patient. But, you know, we also need to realize that he's going to probably need a year in the D-League to develop that. Because, you know, he'll be fine, but he just needs a year to develop and grow. But I really would like to see more aggressiveness. I really like to see him more take advantage of the opportunities because, you know, who knows, he may be a rhythm guy, but on this league, on this team, the way it's constructed, it's not going to be in rhythm a lot. It's going to be one of those things where, you know, you're going to get called upon, you're going to have to come in, you got to make a shot, and then next thing you know, you'll go out, and then they'll bring you back in cold again, and you're going to have to hit another shot. You're not going to be a ball-dominant type of guy. They're not going to run the offense through you. You know, you're not going to be able to say, okay, I'm cool, I got my minutes up. No, you're going to be, come on in, hit this 3, you know, play for a little bit minutes, give us some energy, and then you're going back to the bench. Then next thing you know, come back in, hit another 3, and that's just how it's going to be for him. So, you know, that's the one thing that I really would like to see better today, to see what he can do today, you know. But hey, I want to thank y'all for listening to this podcast, and I'll be back with y'all tomorrow. I apologize. I was supposed to have my man Bob Cooney on. We weren't able to get that set up, but I'm gonna try my best to get him on here later on this week, even possibly tomorrow. Please don't kill me if Tony doesn't come on, but that is the goal. And I want to thank y'all for listening, and enjoy the rest of your day.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.